let's just look back at even since June, how you think the election's gone, both nationally, the kind of rhetoric and campaigns we've seen, and then anything you mentioned locally.
Well, it's been the most bizarre election imaginable. You know, it's yeah. So, let's go on. Maybe we'll
Okay,
come back to
that's
this.
fine. Do you have a sense from just those local Picken County Democrats how they think that the national race might affect local issues?
Well, I think we're doing quite well in Pitkin County. I mean, just looking at you know who's voted so far, I think we're doing well. You know, aside from county commissioner, everything else involves a group of counties which are you know inclined in different ways. So, one of the things we need to do here is offset what happens elsewhere. So, even though we do well here, our candidates you know, may or may not succeed.
That's a good point. And Colorado, state ballot issues, Colorado's just such an unpredictable state.
Very close, very close. Many cases, Democrats and the Republicans are pretty close in terms of how many have voted, and many of the elections will be decided by the unaffiliated voters. And depending upon what race it is, it's hard to predict what the distribution of unaffiliated votes will be. You just have to do your best through the campaign and then wait to see when the votes are counted. In Pitkin, the unaffiliated definitely lean Democratic, but in other counties, so if you look at the Gail Schwartz versus Tipton congressional race, it's hard to predict in that huge district how the unaffiliateds will break.
Are there any races that are particularly important to you or democratic values that you're going to watch closely on election night?
Certainly the congressional race, Gail Schwartz versus Tipton.
I mean, and that has implications nationally if
Absolutely.
do you think some of those unaffiliated voters are going to be affected by the presidential rhetoric and make their mind up just based on who's representing each party this year?
Well, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. A lot of people have voted early, and we'll just have to see. It's very hard to predict. I would think, you know, if you look back at the way the election has gone generally, people haven't been as movable by bombshell events as one would think. So the news coverage suggests that an earth-moving event has occurred, such as Trump's comments on the bus and some of the other things that have happened. But polling of people, you know, after a little while, things tend to, maybe they move a point or so, and then they return more or less to where they've been. So, on the national level, it doesn't seem as if recent events are going to change things much. But clearly, down ballot, there are concerns. So, because as I said before, the Democrats and the Republicans seem to be pretty fixed in their opinions, and for the most part, unaffiliateds have set their positions as well. But if there are just a few people who either get disgusted and decide not to vote, or who delay or do something else that you can't really anticipate, it might tip an election that could come down to a few hundred votes, possibly. I mean, some of these are that close. It's very hard to know.
How ready are you for November 9th?
Not ready at all.
Ha 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 ha.
not ready at all. Everything is focused on November 8th, and November 9th, I think, will have to take care of itself. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much for your time.